Good morning, welcome to the Caravan and Camping Show, and we're over in Exmouth. We've travelled north a little bit. I'm sure it's a bit warmer at this time of the year. And joining us is Kev Brown from the Exmouth Cape Holiday Park. How are you, Kev?
Good morning, John. I'm very well. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm all right. I wouldn't mind being where you are. You've got a nice location. How far from the beach are you?
It's about a 5-minute walk to the main town beach. It's about a half an hour drive around the Cape into the national parks where the main snorkeling and the Ningaloo Reef are.
Gee, that's not a bad life. And what do most people say about the Ningaloo Reef? Are they very amazed or amazingly amazed?
It's amazingly amazing, yes. It's just last week received World Heritage status,
yes.
And that's made us all quite excited in town.
Gee, it's about time, too.
Main advantage, sorry.
It's about time that it received that World Heritage, isn't it?
Sure is, absolutely. But the main advantage of the Ningaloo Reef is the parts of it are only a 20-metre swim from the beach, unlike the Barrier Reef where you need to get out on a boat for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
That's right.
So it's a very accessible reef.
If we were going on a day trip out of Exmouth, are there some nearby locations that you'd be suggesting?
Oh, yeah, you can do some four-wheel drive bus tours over the Cape Range National Park,
sure.
Beautiful canyons.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of adventures you can do getting out diving with the whale sharks this time of year. It's absolutely the main draw card of this town is the whale sharks.
Wow. Have you ever had a go yourself or too busy?
Beautiful. It's absolutely, yeah. It's breathtaking, yeah.
How big are they? I mean, how many Kevins do you reckon they'd make up?
Oh, well, the main one that's drawing all the attention at the moment is 9.5 metres long.
That's
so they're fairly impressive to swim with.
That is incredible. Now, tell us a little bit about your lovely caravan park. Have you got room there for fifth wheelers and the big RVs?
Yeah, we have plenty of extra long sites, which we reserve just for the extra large caravans and the fifth wheelers.
And what about a tent? Because I like to go with my unmanned tent. Me and my wife, we'll put the tent up and just experience it nice and natural. You've got plenty of room for those. And are they shaded?
Plenty of, yeah. We do have to trim the trees each October, ready for the cyclone season, so
yes.
They never get into absolute full bloom, but it's very shady sites.
Very good. And the camp kitchen, what's that like?
Camp kitchen, I have to tell you, John, won gold for WA's finest camp kitchen for 2010-11.
I have not ever heard of a camp kitchen winning gold. That's got to be something worth seeing. I hope you got a bit of a plaque there, because that's got to be something special, Kev.
Sure do. The gold medal takes pride of place in the reception.
Wow. So what does it take then to have a gold medal camp kitchen? What qualifies you for that? What do you need in the kitchen?
Believe it, but we've got four outdoor barbecues, four electric cooktops, two stoves, widescreen TV, vending machines, coffee machine, fridges, freezers, and loads and loads of seating.
I love it.
Undercover, so even if the weather does turn, which it doesn't very often do, but you can still have your barbecue and not get wet.
That's right. That's a very good idea. So how long does it, on your electric, because sometimes electric barbecues take a little while to heat up. How long do you reckon it would take to cook a medium-sized steak on your electric barbecue?
Oh, no, sorry, the barbecues are all gas. We've got four electric cooktops and four gas barbecues.
Oh, I see. Well, then they're going to be fine, aren't they? Gas barbecues, you're literally cooking with gas. Very good.
And the amount of people that say, what coins do the barbecues take? And the barbecues take any coins at all.
What, do they take dollar notes? No, they sound like they're going to be free, aren't they?
They're free, yeah.
Did I mishear you, or did you say correctly, you have got a big screen TV in the camp kitchen?
Wow. New one. It's a new feature that we just added a few weeks back.
Wow. I've got to say, though, I do like the idea of the coffee machine, because as simple as it is to make a cup of coffee, there are plenty of times when you just think, I wouldn't mind a coffee right now, and you're a couple of coins in the machine, and out comes a nice hot coffee.
And it's a really good coffee machine. It's the top of the range one that actually grinds the coffee fresh for each cup. It's not a cheap and nasty one.
Do you know, Kev, it makes it sound like I'm going to have to wipe my feet before I go into the camp kitchen.
Well, it gets cleaned twice a day, so it's okay. We're quite used to people trashing our wonderful camp kitchen.
How much does it cost to put to go to a non-powered site?
From two people, it's $30 per night for site.
$30 a night, that's for two people in a tent?
Yeah.
And then a powered site is how much?
$45.
All right. And I guess then that is much the same then for the caravans and the fifth wheelers, except they probably need a bit more space.
Yeah, but we keep the price the same, so keep it fair.
Very good.
Not really fair to bring people extra just because their van's a little bit longer than somebody spouses.
That's right. I know. Sometimes I think I ought to come along with a longer tent, but it's just it never wins.
Well, you can do that if you wish.
But it's more work to put up. I don't know. I like these little tents. Now, I understand pets aren't invited. However, what do you like for children? Are there any facilities there for the younger ones?
Yeah, we have a fenced-in playground, which is very safe and very, very popular.
Good.
And during the kids' holidays, we also show outdoor movies. So we only show kids' movies, of course. Don't want to show anything violent or anything.
Right.
But yeah, that's a lovely feature, and the parents love it.
I bet you're surprised, though, Kev, how many parents come along and watch the children movies, aren't you?
Absolutely. I sometimes sit over there myself, John.
Yeah, because they're great. You know, you've got to remember, children's movies are made by adults, so we all get something out of it.
That's right.
Do you ever manage to get yourself away from work? Because it sounds like being there is like being on a holiday. Do you ever sometimes just think, well, what's the difference between work and being on a holiday, on a personal note?
It's such a hard thing to differentiate, John. I live in the park. I live the park. I love the park. So,
I
put in a lot of hours, but they're all enjoyable hours.
That's right. I can well believe it. Okay, so if I'm heading out from Perth and I've made Exmouth my sole destination, how long would it take me in a steady drive?
If you needed to do it in one go, you'd be looking at around 13 hours. I would recommend stopping. There's a few great places along the way where you can stop.
Yeah, what would be some of those places you'd suggest would be worth staying the night?
Okay, well, you can stop and see the Pinnacles.
Of course,
you've got Monkey Mia, which is world famous. That's always worth a stop. And from there, you can get a scenic flight out over the most westerly point, which is Steep Point.
Oh, yes.
Cliffs.
Yes, the Steep Point's very good for quiz night questions, too, by the way, for our friends interested in that.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, yeah. I've done that myself, and it is absolutely spectacular.
Well, I got to say, it's got to be worth the drive, and there are other ways of getting there too. And of course, when you do go along, make sure you bring your swimming equipment, bring your bathers, swimming trunks, your boardies, all those things, so you can enjoy the beautiful Ningaloo Reef. We're grateful that you spared the time this morning. Now, the best way to get in contact with you, would that be the free call number there, Kev?
Yes, absolutely. Or you can phone the office main line is 9949-1101.
All right, 9949-1101.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the free call number, and I do like that, by the way, free, 1-800-621-101. 1-800-621-101. And you've got the web address too, which is Exmouth, or the email, which is exmouth@aspenparks.com.au. So you remember aspenparks.com.au and just throw Exmouth at the beginning. You can email. That all sounds like a lot of fun and a nice destination on this early morning. I appreciate your time. Thanks, Kev.
My pleasure, John. Thank you for talking to me.